I just realized that the hardest part about this podcast is that I can't just fart.
Hey guys, welcome to me talking to you. I am here on the set of my brand new podcast, Don't Mess, with Christine Sadelko. I'm Christine Sadelko. And Don't Mess is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. CastBox, if you haven't heard of it, is a podcast app available on iOS and Android. It's one of the fastest growing apps for podcasts on the market. And you can listen to Don't Mess on your other podcast platforms, but I hope that you give CastBox a try. I think it's a really great app. You can find all of your favorite podcasts on there, including, hopefully, mine. Okay, guys, welcome. Okay, guys, what?
You're jumping right in. Christine just jumped right in.
Why is it human nature to just say, okay, guys?
I know. I have all my Insta stories with guys.
Yeah, because it's like, look, but it's like they're already looking.
Each time, exactly, you feel like you're introducing
anyway,
like something new.
I'm introducing this new podcast. Well, no, we already did that. This new episode of our
joint
new podcast. I think
it's so weird and new and fun, baby.
It is exciting indeed, sir. Yes.
Did you just say English words?
No.
Okay.
So today's episode, I obviously know you pretty well.
I know
fully.
Well, you've almost seen my penis,
but not fully.
Not fully.
So I don't know you fully.
Truly.
Anyway,
what?
But I thought if there's anyone that wasn't familiar with you from my podcast, because you have less subscribers than me.
Nope, thank you. I got
less
it.
Less people in the world know who you are.
Mm-hmm, but
I'm more famous than you.
Yes, but how many views are you barely getting more than me?
I know, right?
With,
okay,
almost
this, okay, this, okay,
I'm
mine was obviously a joke, but like that was like too real.
No, I'm kidding.
It's true. No, you're doing really well. I'm really proud of you.
But you're doing
I'm earning them back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like a fun challenge to be like, I'm going to get you back, Jessica.
God, I
get
fucking
your ass
love
over
you, Christine.
Here. Anyway.
Now that we just audibly jerked you guys off.
Yeah.
Or jerked, whatever.
Jerking.
That's not worth the joke. I'm taking a personality test today.
Yeah, the Myers-Briggs personality test. It's like the letters. I'm sure you took it in like high school.
Basically, I feel like I'm really putting myself out there for you all today.
Yeah, I'll start by saying I can never remember the letters, and it sounds so dumb saying it, but like mine's called the Entertainer.
Okay.
That's my Myers-Briggs
personality.
It's like ENTTNTBTQBTS.
Got it.
Yeah.
So I am going to 16personalities.com, not sponsored, but that if you just want to know.
I think it's a really long test too. I think it's like 100 questions.
It takes less than 12 minutes, which is great because I think that's how much time we have to fill. Until the ad break. Love that.
Yes. I'm thinking in structures.
All right. And Christine is going to help me figure this out. So it's probably going to take longer than 12 minutes.
Yeah.
You can find it difficult to introduce yourself. Oh my God, this is a problem. I can't read.
Yeah.
You find it difficult to introduce yourself to other people. Agree?
I think it's not
I feel
hard
like
agree, slightly agree.
Slightly agree. Okay.
Because you're definitely
like
not shy, but you're like.
Yeah.
Also, if you don't agree with what I'm saying.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm going to override you,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, I was like, just take what I'm saying.
You often get so lost in thoughts that you ignore or forget your surroundings. Full hard agree. That's just full stop.
That's just human nature. That's
that
just
is.
Full screen.
You try. Did you say that's just full screen?
Yeah.
You try to respond to your emails as soon as possible and cannot stand a messy inbox. I can't stand the messy inbox, but I don't respond to emails. I've gotten so lazy.
Yeah,
Christine and I, we've talked about it. We've like switched bodies.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. I am going to slightly disagree with that. And we can like edit out like the, like we don't have, we can do ones where it's like funny things.
Well, he does all the cutting, so.
Right.
But how is he going to know which ones we don't?
Well, like ones that we like talk about, you know, like, well, I meant just like go into length about. Anywho.
Yeah, we need to work on, like, not having any cuts and just do a...
Yeah.
Fuck.
You try to respond to your email... Oh, I just read that. You find it easy to stay relaxed even when there is some pressure. Christine, what do you think about that? Do I stay relaxed even when there's some pressure? I feel like I do.
Slightly agree.
Slightly agree.
Yeah.
Oops. Also, my phone is... No, it is. How did an email come through? You do not usually initiate conversations over text. That's so true. I hate.
I feel like it probably does not mean over text.
I'm like, is that text, FaceTime, or GChat, baby?
Yeah, I don't know. Myers-Briggs sounds like someone that wasn't even alive when texting was a thing.
Yeah, like who
sounds
is
like a
this?
Mormon missionary.
A Mormon missionary?
Hi, I'm Morgan. Nope. Morgan missionary.
I'm Morgan missionary in my favorite position, doggy style. Kept you on your toes, bitch.
Kept you on your knees.
I will put like...
I already forgot the question.
I'm randomly putting shit now.
Okay. No, I want to know for sure.
No, I'm not. I said that, but I was like, that's not the time to joke. You rarely do something just out of sheer curiosity. That's... So disagree. This, you're like, that's this podcast.
That's the first time I sucked a dick.
Okay.
No, you
thank
did.
You for that. I just realized that the hardest part about this podcast is that I can't just fart. When I'm home, I just... What does that say about me, Myers?
You don't have to tell me.
Yeah.
You sit on a wooden bench where everyone can hear it.
Oh, wow, you really just out here to dry.
I burp more than I fart. And you fart more than you burp.
Yeah, and you say Arby's, we have the meats when you burp. I love Christine. You feel superior to other people.
Yes.
Yes, but that's because I am.
Yeah.
No, not always, though.
Yeah, like, I really... like when we're driving.
Yeah.
Everyone's an idiot.
But like, truly. But also same.
Yeah.
I'm a self-aware idiot.
Yes.
Being organized is more important to you than being adaptable. Yes. Isn't being organized being adaptable?
I'm neither, so I can't or really comment.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. You are usually highly motivated and energetic. And I was like, yes.
We smoke weed.
You are, yeah, if you don't know.
I'm actually smoking weed right now.
Yeah. Innovation. You thought we'd.
Innovation.
We are truly just two idiots.
Caucasian. Oh, what?
Well, both. Apply. Hi, I don't know what to do for my ethnicity. Is it Caucasian or stupid?
Both.
And then they're like, stupid bitch. They're the same. You are usually highly motivated and energetic. I'm putting middle ground because it really, there are some days when I am on one and then there are days when I am off a lot.
Yeah, like yesterday.
Yesterday was just overwhelming.
Yeah,
though.
I know.
Guys, when people, I don't know about anybody else, when I have a lot of people in my apartment, I just get so overwhelmed.
You could totally say no, too, next time. Like,
but, like, I don't want to because that's, like, I have a perfectly good apartment. You can use it.
Yeah.
But don't so, like, why? It, but I don't. Harder, like if, yeah. But I know it's just a momentary blip, you know? That's part of, like, that's life. Don't be a pussy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Winning a debate matters less to you than making sure no one gets upset. Middle.
Yeah.
They're both pretty fucking important to me.
Yeah. It's good. We're both the kind of people that when we think someone's stupid, we want them to know that they're stupid. They're stupid. That's annoying.
But we also want them to grow from it. Like, we're like, you're stupid, but like.
Be better.
Be better. Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you this because I do want to degrade you and so you know that you're stupid, but also I want you to get better.
Exactly. Like, I really do feel like we are a good combo.
Yeah.
You often feel as you have to justify yourself to other people. Always.
Yeah.
I'm working on it, though. I'm really...
Yeah, but it's not terrible.
You're right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Your home and
you're
work environments are quite tidy.
Yes.
I mean, in my perfect world, agree. That does not mean they are right now.
Yeah, but...
That is a hit at you, Andrew Lau. You are not listening.
Your idea of messy is, like, my idea of, like spotless.
Yeah. Yesterday, Christina had a Ben Franklin impersonator come over, and he had to come over, or he had to get dressed. And so he went in my room, and I was like, sorry, it's just so messy. And I was, like, a little bitchy because I was just over.
Like,
I was
don't
at the
put anything on the bed. And I was like, but I didn't care.
Well, but, like, I have a white comforter. Like, don't put anything on the bed. He has, like.
I know, but, like, the way, like, it wasn't, like, I wasn't like, oh, my God, that was so rude. But, like, when you were, like, don't put anything on the bed, I was like, nah.
I just feel like it's better to be honest than, like, have the weird, oh, can you take that off the bed? Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's a
I guess I would have just let him put it on there. But, like, I don't care about keeping things clean.
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's not fair to be, like, oh, that was done. It was just,
so,
like,
yeah,
I
my room was
it.
Really not that messy. And you were like, Chris, this is, like, clean. And I was like, this is a train wreck.
Like, your bed wasn't made, and there was, like, one shirt on the ground. And I was like, okay.
I see. Like I said,
I've got dirty dishes in my sink.
I'm self-aware from, like, 3 months ago.
Yeah.
But, like, same.
Yeah. Andrew Lau.
Just kidding. Andrew Lau's my roommate, and he's also a YouTuber.
He's literally the definition of, like, absent-minded. Wow. Chicago. From Chicago.
Get the deep dish.
Absent-minded. Like, he's just...
Oh, but he's so lovable.
I know. You want to hate him for it, and you want to be annoyed with it. And you kind of are in, like, the split second, and then it just makes you like him more, which makes it harder to get annoyed each time.
Yeah.
And so it's just, like, you're not
like,
annoyed.
Like, we end up just laughing.
Yeah. It makes him...
I love it.
Lovable. It's so, yeah. Oh, it makes
you
so
mind
mad.
You do not mind being at the center of the attention? Agree.
Definitely don't mind, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely do. I'm like, I prefer it.
Yeah.
You consider... So that's why we have a podcast.
Yeah.
You consider yourself more practical than creative.
I think you're a really good mix of both.
I was going to say slightly disagree because I do feel that I sometimes get more creative than I do practical.
Oh, yeah, you probably are. But, like you have enough practical that
exactly
it's, like, easy
to get
by.
Like, talk myself down after I live, like, off the high of my creativeness.
Yeah.
People can rarely upset you. Disagree.
Yeah, sometimes
you get
upset by stuff that
easily.
I'm like, that wouldn't upset me.
I'm
like,
so sensitive.
And that's
but I'm
okay.
Also
You're
so
valid.
Like, I'm valid. Thank you. That's going to be the running joke in the podcast.
We just changed the name to You're Valid with Christine and Chris.
Oh my God. We need a new sign now.
Excuse me. I need the business card, guys.
Only from Moo, though. Your travel plans are usually well thought out.
You're like a packer. Like you're the person that picks out outfits that you're gonna wear.
Yeah, Australia has me stressed.
Oh yeah, I'm stressed, and all I do is throw it in a bag.
Yeah, oh my God, Christine. Every time I pack, I've never told you this. I literally think, okay, be more like Christine. Like just because you have like basic shorts, basic tops that you just interchange, and I'm like, I just need to bring like 4 pants, 4 shirts. Like 4 sweatshirts, and that's enough.
I'm really lucky. I don't have to I save a lot of money because I don't care about clothes.
I wonder if that'll change though.
It probably will. I'm definitely still not going to be fully girly, but I definitely think I'll get girlier.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, not good, but
like
I like
feeling pretty. I just hate the feeling feminine.
Yeah.
But I hate the process of getting there because like makeup, it's just like it's so much time. I'm like, I don't want to fucking do that. Like,
yeah, I don't understand how people do makeup like a full beat every day.
It's like if you're going somewhere and you have to get ready 3 hours before, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's like take a nap.
I know.
Eat a meal. Eat 2.
Yeah.
You could go to 3 different restaurants
or
in that
time.
Or
just don't even go to the event. Like it's just like what the
smoke
fuck?
A joint and stay home.
Yeah.
It is often difficult for you to relate to other people's feelings. Disagree. I am very good at that.
Yeah,
your mood can change very quickly. Fully agree.
Yeah.
I think I might be slightly bipolar. And I've never shared that with anyone.
Amy Poehler.
I'm by Amy Poehler. In a discussion, truth should be more important than people's sensitivities. That's middle ground.
Yeah, because like
it's
when
the
you're the one telling the truth, yes, but when you're the one getting told the truth, you're like, maybe spare my sensitivities. Yeah,
but also these questions are just reworded.
You know, Myers-Briggs was a notorious trickster.
Oh, he went to Vegas in 1922 when it was just starting to get... That is the sound of me shutting down.
Yeah, real truly.
Beep, boop,
beep,
boop.
Sing me a song,
cleaning,
Hal.
Complete. That's just what my Roomba does.
Alexa, cease to exist now.
Please kill me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You really... I hate reading. You rarely worry about how your actions affect other people. No, I overthink how my actions will
affect.
Do you
want me to read them to you?
Yes, you should do this.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been talking this whole
day. Well, I definitely could.
And yeah, you are surprised. Even though you dropped out of college and I graduated, you, I feel, are more literate than me.
Yeah, I do.
Which is surprising because I feel like you are more reckless than me.
Wow, I thought we were finding out you here. This isn't about me, man.
Good call.
Bro.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Can you pass the vape?
Oh, yes. Oh, this is good to do. This is a great... People love listening to this.
They
okay.
do.
Well, some.
Honestly.
Yeah, okay. Your work style is closer to random energy spikes than to methodical and organized approach. Oh, true.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm a YouTuber. I don't have a fucking 9-to-5.
Our hard agree?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, actually...
Slight agree?
Yeah,
Middle? Middle agree?
Here's how we're gonna do it since I can't see the bubbles. It's gonna be middle, slightly, mostly, and then if I just say the word, it's full.
Or just say very agree.
Yeah, very. Okay, yeah.
Okay. You are often envious of others. I feel like envious is a really strong word.
Yeah.
Because like, to me, like, that's beyond jealousy.
I don't remember what we did for the grading scale, but it's the middle slightly, or middle agree. I feel like I do get... Mostly agree. Not anymore, actually. I would say the one...
Slightly agree.
Yeah, slightly agree.
Cool. Not neutral.
Yeah, mostly okay, cool. is the... Yeah.
An interesting book or a video game is often better than a social event.
Oh my God, full agree.
Well, I don't think often.
Actually, slightly agree.
Yeah, because it's like, because you do still...
Mostly agree, I mean. Mostly agree.
Yeah, middle agree. God, we just, you know...
This is, what you see is what you get, folks. Truly. This is like the Walmart sale you came for. Yeah. You know what you were getting into.
Is this a Facebook? There's like Facebook comments under here.
Ew.
Why is everything linked to Facebook? Okay.
I don't know. Facebook, man.
Facebook, fucking Facebook, dude. What the hell? All
Mark Zuckerberg, give us money, please.
He's a human robot. Okay.
I'll sell my body for money. No, wait, what? No. No, please cut that. I just realized what God, what you see is what you get.
Wow. Being able to develop a plan and stick to it is the most important part of every project.
Mostly agree.
Yeah.
Because, like, that is... Oops. That was me hitting the table.
You rarely get carried away by fantasies and ideas.
Strong disagree. I live on fantasies.
My life.
I'm Lord. I live on fantasies. No, I love her. Just so people... Yeah. I was like, I don't want that joke to be... Can't have her mad at me. Do you ever fear that, like, you'll make a joke and someone will take it the wrong way and they'll hate you forever?
That is just human nature, yeah. Or human YouTuber nature, yeah.
Yeah.
You often find yourself lost in thought when you are walking in nature. You don't walk in nature.
Like, I guess when I see, like, mountains, I'm like, damn, that's, like... And, like, in South Africa, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, but, like, were you lost in thought or were you thinking about nature?
I was kind of lost. I would put, like, slightly agree.
Okay, cool. All right, well, that's, like, half-ish. Nope, no, it's not. There's still so much more. This is so annoying. We have to take a break for an ad for money.
And maybe, like, a little vape.
Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. All you need is a computer with an internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. That means you can improve your mental health even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past. Can't imagine fitting anything else into your life? Well, with Talkspace, therapy is as easy as sending your therapist a message. Get something off your chest whenever you need to. Talk about everyday challenges at work or at home, or just chat about life. There are no extra commutes, no leaving the office, and no judgments. Remember that therapy isn't just about venting your innermost thoughts. It's also about practical, everyday strategies for stress management and living a happier life. Having a therapist simply provides you a designated person to talk to who is trained to listen and help you make positive changes. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges we all face. To match with the perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of a traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/Christine and use the code Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, to get $45 off your first month and show your support for Don't Mess. Again, go to Talkspace.com/Christine and use the code Christine to get $45 off your first month. Hey guys, I want to talk to you today about Tomboy X. They're a clothing company that sells underwear. They sent me some new sports bras in the mail, and I just tried them on the other day, and they're super comfortable, and I hate shopping for bras, so it's time to stop wearing underwear that doesn't make you feel confident. They have bikinis, briefs, boxer briefs, trunks, boy shorts, bras in every color, and they have sizes extra small to 4XL. Regardless of where you fall on the size or gender spectrum, Tomboy X offers amazing underwear that anybody feels comfortable in. So go to tomboyx.com/don'tmess and check out their special bundles and pack pricing. And Don't Mess listeners get an extra 15% off with code DON'TMESS. Again, code DON'TMESS, DONTMESS, no spaces, for an extra 15% off. Ditch whatever you're wearing for a pair of Tomboy X underwear. Go to tomboyx.com/don'tmess. Again, code DON'TMESS, DONTMESS, no spaces, for an extra 15% off.
So we are back from that, I don't know, that was a very well-spoken ad break. But alrighty, so during the ad break, I finished the personality test and gave the results to Christine. I think I looked at the name, but honestly, I already forgot because my brain is very tiny and... dwindling. Word of the day. What are the results?
You know, there's only like three words in the English language that start with DW.
And I used one of them.
You did.
This podcast, guys, you really get some.
All right.
There's a lot of depth to it.
Yes. Okay. Are you ready for your personality type?
Tell me what I am, baby.
So the letters are ENTJ.
Entage. I'm an integer.
And you're yours is called the Commander.
Oh my God, how Handmaid's Tale. This was meant to be.
Yeah, and it says, this is like the little quote is,
ooh.
I will find a way, ... or make one.
Ooh.
Well.
I feel like that's something like Hitler or Stalin would have said.
That sounds like a dictator.
Like, I don't know if I'm into that, let's roll with it.
Embrace who you are. Okay.
Yeah. Should we though? That's, oh boy.
Anyway, it breaks down your...
Break it down.
Your mind, your energy, your nature, your tactics, and your identity.
Oh no, I know my energy. It's...
big dick.
I have a...
I thought you were going to go for that, too.
No, Christine, God, I love you.
I love it. This show is just you saying you love me.
Everyone should love you, God.
Okay, so here's your results for mind. The trait determines how we interact with our environment. So you are 57% extroverted.
I do remember the last time I took this. I was 51-49 for that.
Oh, don't say you did it already.
Oh. Cut that out. I'll fucking leave the details of your divorce.
It just might be better.
Just kidding.
You know what I mean? Like, you're finding it out, too. It makes it, like, more...
Yeah. So, say that again.
Okay. So, you're 57% extroverted, 43% introverted. I think that's a good balance.
Like, yeah. I am somewhere in that range.
I think I'm probably similar. Although, I don't know. I only know my letters. I don't. I had to write them down. I think it was hold on. It was ES...
Please tell me this is in end notes.
It's ESFP.
Oh, I'm ESPN, so it's so close.
And you're ENTJ, so we only have one in common. Oh, that's the extrovert. I think E stands for extrovert.
Wait, but we have so much more in common than that. Anyway, tell me.
Yeah, okay, so your energy is...
What's my energy?
You're 73% intuitive, and you're 27% observant.
Intuitive. Not entirely sure how that word applies in this situation.
It's like...
like inventive, almost? Like intuitive means like I know what to do?
It's where you where you direct your mental energy. It's like intuitive is like introspective. It's like on yourself. Observant
gotcha.
Is on other people.
Okay,
basically.
Cool. I feel like a real moron.
No, you're just selfish.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, okay, so cool.
Okay. Then your nature, you are.
I'm more of a leaf, I think.
Yeah, you're 56%
blade
of grass. You're 56% thinking, 44% feeling.
Whoa, that's interesting. I like that.
Because you said you do feel a lot, but you also are able to get yourself out of it. So I think that's
where
the thinking
part comes
in. Yeah, I'm
really, that's something
in.
I've been working on. Wow, I can't tell if this is like a horoscope or, I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, so me.
Yeah, I think it's just basically a more scientifically accepted form
of
horoscope.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, tactics. You are 67.
A lover. I'm a lover, not a fighter, okay? Also, Taco Tuesday lover.
There's nothing to do with tactics.
I don't know. Okay. Fuck off. I was just trying to be funny.
No, you were. I love you.
No, I wasn't. Okay, you're valid.
Okay, 67% judging.
Wait, that's a thing on this?
Yeah, 67% judging, 33% prospecting. I don't really get...
Yeah, let's not even dive into this one. It's not important.
It's turning into a vocabulary
lesson.
I know
it. I'm a fucking judgmental bitch. We get it. Okay, thank you, 16personalities.com.
Okay, and then identity, you are 42% assertive, 58% turbulent.
The fuck?
So I guess...
I'm a rough sky.
Yeah, I don't.
Anyway, let's just take it for what it is. We're not scientists.
Yeah. Okay, so what else should I read about you? Oh,
I don't know. Read me, honey.
How about some notable...
That is a drag reference, in case people don't know that.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said. Sorry.
Thank you for listening always.
So these are notable, like, famous people that have the same letters as you. Steve Jobs.
Hot.
Gordon Ramsay.
Hot.
Harrison Ford. Hot. Even hotter, Margaret Thatcher.
Fuck.
And Whoopi Goldberg.
Bonetown.
And Jim Carrey.
He is no.
And FDR.
Yeah.
And David Petraeus.
I don't even know who that is.
Tony Soprano.
He killed people, right?
Yeah.
Cool. really thank you for
Okay, here, strengths and weaknesses.
Oh, what are my strengths and weaknesses?
Your strengths. You're efficient, energetic, self-confident, strong-willed, strategic thinker, charismatic, and inspiring. I think that's this is accurate.
Oh my God, Christine, that's like the nicest thing you've ever said about me, but you're like reading it from like a website.
I don't think it's that nice because it just sounds boring.
No,
to
just the fact that you,
strategic thinking.
Have you not heard me? What you see is what you get.
Truly. Oh, do you want your weaknesses?
Yeah.
Okay. Your weaknesses, you can't hear your weaknesses.
Bring it, bitch.
Stubborn and dominant.
Okay, yeah.
Intolerant.
What?
Oh, it doesn't mean like racially intolerant.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we should go back to the 60s. There, I said it. I voted for Trump. Okay, fine. I'm kidding.
Oh,
I did not.
Yeah.
But I do think we should go back.
okay, and then you're impatient.
Yep.
Arrogant. I feel like we need to do this to me so I don't, like, you don't feel like you're getting attacked.
No, I don't feel like I'm getting attacked because I'm down to, like, I'm down to hear it.
Intuitive.
But, like, I don't think I'm arrogant. I definitely am
definitely
confident.
It's a strong word. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it has a bad connotation, but, like, I get it.
Yeah. Poor handling of emotions.
Working on.
Cold and ruthless.
True.
Yeah, actually. Oh, romantic relationship.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What is
there's not bullet points. I can't read all
Oh,
that.
Come on.
Friendships. I'm your friend.
Ugh.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I love you. I shouldn't groan after that, but ugh. I want to hear about my love.
Is there one
love
that like says like
tell me about my
compatible
love.
Signs?
People want to hear about love.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's a horoscope.
People are. We cannot succeed in. Oh, wait, I don't. It's just paragraphs. I can't be bothered to read all this. I'm
Fine.
So sorry.
I wouldn't want to put you through that.
Yeah, I just need bullet points, but I don't.
No, I do respect that because I do could barely read the bullet points of the ad break.
Oh, career paths. Oh my God, why is everything in paragraph form? That's not how brains work.
Is there like a next page that'll break it down? Like,
no,
is it like a slideshow?
Like, it's all like.
Honestly, this is the personality test. It's not the bubbles we filled out. It's who's willing to fucking read all of this bullshit.
Yeah,
it's like,
I don't need
a website to fucking tell me that I'm lazy and like don't really want to go to social events. I already know that.
Yeah,
you know, fuck you, 16 handles or personalities.
16 candles. Honestly, never
seen it either.
Yeah.
Me neither. I've never seen it at all.
Oh, how about we read the famous ones of mine? Let's talk about me. Oh, God, it's so stupid. Mine's called The Entertainer.
Of course it is. You have, like, Zac Efron and, like, fucking Rachel Berry.
Adele.
Okay.
Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
Jamie
she died,
Oliver.
So
is that the chef? Jamie Foxx.
Ooh.
Adam Levine. Miley Cyrus, Serena Williams, Steve Irwin.
Christine Sadelko.
Yeah, I show up on there.
I would, oh my God, I would.
Oh, here's a great one. Penny.
A lot.
From The Big Bang Theory.
You're kidding me.
Ooh, Lindsay Bluth. Wait, you don't watch 30 Earth, Arrested Development, do you?
No.
You should.
I know.
You'd like it.
Starting new shows is so intimidating.
Yeah.
Wow, this really is just talking
about
this.
Oh, let's read my strengths and weaknesses.
Oh, okay. We all know him.
Okay. okay, here are my strengths. Bold.
True.
Original.
Yeah.
Aesthetics and showmanship.
Love you, but no.
Yeah. Practical.
Yeah, like the fact that you can have...
I don't really care about...
You are practical. You're like, well, I have a shirt and shorts.
But then
and
I'm also weirdly high maintenance in other areas.
Yeah,
it's like
it
weird.
Is.
Anyway.
But yeah, I'd say that's true.
Observant, I guess.
Like, no. You listen to approximately 20% of the things I tell you.
Yeah, but like, it says natural when it comes to noticing real, tangible things and changes.
Oh, no, you are really good at that. Yeah.
I wouldn't say... It says excellent people skills...
You do.
Actually, I am pretty social.
Yeah,
I don't really
we
have
don't like
trouble.
To admit it, but we really can get ourselves through a conversation and like have it be semi-enjoyable, you know, as much as it can be.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, weaknesses are sensitive.
True.
To certain things. Yeah, I agree. Definitely. Conflict averse. Yeah. I definitely like to avoid things.
Yeah.
Easily bored. I'm bored right now. poor long-term planners. Literally me. But that's just, my letters are ADHD and unfocused. Yeah. So literally ADHD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just a diagnosis.
Yeah. No, I, and this
oh
is
my
like,
God.
This is, I mean, it's definitely me, you know.
I wish we had Demi Lovato here. Oh, this is not a great time to bring her up. Never mind.
Hope she's doing well.
Yeah. The family here at Don't Mess are sending our warm wishes to Demi.
Too much.
Too much. Got too it. Much. Okay.
Sounds fake. I know it's not, but it sounds fake.
I just meant it because, like, those radio stations, like, Demi doesn't fucking care about you.
Yeah.
She's dealing with a little bit more right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've talked about this for uncomfortably long, so.
Yeah.
Chris, shut up. I feel like we should bring someone in to do this. Like, I don't know why we were, like, we brought in a sexologist. Like, why don't we just, like, bring someone in to, like, actually break it down and tell us, like, I don't know what any of these words mean. They're so big and it's, like, judging. Like, I know, you know? Let's, should we? Let us know, guys, in the comments below.
Oh, no, we're gonna, yeah, for
oh,
sure.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, because, I couldn't even, I don't even know what half this stuff freaking
means. And honestly, we didn't even read half of it.
Yeah,
we didn't even read a quarter of it.
We don't even need to hire someone who knows about it. We just need to hire someone to read it for us. Yeah.
Wow. And that, it, guys, is our personalities in a nutshell.
Truly. I'm
sitting in a storage room talking about how we need to not hire a fucking therapist or something.
Confession time, I think it's fine because I dropped out. I used to pay someone to write my college essays. Monica, and this is not filmed. I shouted out the camera. Monica, if you're out there, you are great. You, well, reasonably priced, always got a B or higher, definitely wrote in my voice, was on time. I Venmo'd you. We had a thing. It was great. You're my best friend.
What the fuck? Where is she? I'm going to get her. I'm just kidding.
I think she still lives in Chicago.
Oh, cute.
She's funny on Twitter, too, but she's on private.
I'm so jealous. I almost did that when I was in college, but I was such a pussy.
Well, I was in political science, so it was literally all just reading and writing. And, like, ew. It was so hard because professors want different things.
Yeah.
And so, and it was just, I was just constantly reading and writing.
How much did you pay for an essay?
I don't remember. It wasn't too bad. I mean, I could afford it. So it's like...
Okay, big spender.
No, I wasn't that rich at all. Like, my parents, like, paid.
I wasn't that rich. I was just upper white middle class. Alrighty, guys. So I think that is a good note to leave it on.
It's a note.
Being white and upper middle
class. Hi, guys.
Welcome to White and Upper Middle Class with Chris and Christine.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Two Ignorant Caucasians Talk About...
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
I really hope you do, because it's not great.
I thought it was funny. It was just the personality one.
Yeah, I had fun. I just don't know how other people will take it.
Do you guys enjoy these? Please leave feedback.
I'm sensitive, so don't.
Yeah, as you learned, we both are kind of pussies. So yeah. Please be nice and constructive, but honest. We also filmed a rant over on our YouTube channel, Don't Mess with Chris and Christine or Christine and Chris. Honestly, guys, I'm a busy guy. Christine's a busy gal. We don't remember what order it is. But go check that out. We're ranting about all kinds of dumb bitches. So I presume. Who knows?
Yeah.
But that's kind of where I first see the conversation going.
Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Christine Sidelko, C. Sidelko. And
I'm Chris Clemens. Clemens with a K.
Chris Clemens.
That's
your name. God, I've done so many
out.
Of these and I've still not gotten any better at closing them out. It's just like, it's like, tuck, tuck, tuck. Okay, bye. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what to say.
I think people think that they need to be drawn out. They don't. It's just like, all right, guys, hope you enjoyed this, especially when there's no fucking bell to hit. Like,
yeah,
fuck you,
true.
YouTube.
Yeah, really, honestly. Yeah.
Alrighty, guys. Stay tuned and be sure to check out the next episode next Friday. So.
Stay tuned and don't mess.
Bye. Don't mess. Don't mess.